Are you hearing? Yes, I am hearing. But he could not brought. Then he asked, oh, bring a glass of water. Hearing, yes. But he was not going to bring. Brutal just told again, oh, why you are not bringing water? Because you told that you are hearing or not, only that. So I heard it. No need of telling so much. I am not deaf. I am hearing what you are telling. But this is not hearing. So you should hear like not like this. Oh, hearing, yes. You are singing, yes. No. If you are following, bringing water. If Gurudev is telling, oh, have you brought water? Yes. From where you are? Oh, I brought from this drain. Because this is also water. But it is not drinking water. And it was very cold day. And he brought what? Very cold water. Oh, this is not sevak. This is only bak. What meaning of bak? Only crane, standing one feet, leg. And what he is doing? He is not doing any austerities, but he is austerities for fishes only. Or he will see and, oh, like this. So try to hear, and if you are following, then so you can hear. You should, if any you are kirtan doing, also try to think its meaning, what is the meaning, and follow, then your all problems will go away, you will be happy. There was a dog. He said, what doing? Oh, now he is careful. There was a dog. And he surrendered himself to his very powerful master. His master was very powerful, very rich, wealthy. And he has 2-3 guns, also pistol with him. Now, dog has nothing to do for his meal, his milk, his anything. He has no pocket at all. Dogs, those who have surrendered. And they have nothing to care for their meal, for their sleeping, for their anything. Nothing. So, when he goes to walk his master, he also goes with him. But in the way, oh, very ferocious dogs, very bigger. Huh? What dogs? Hounds dog. Oh, they want to attack on that. But he is not fearing. Why? The master has some. And if they will come and attack, then what he will do? So he is jumping and also going to quarrel with them. Why? Because he knows that his master is very powerful. So, anyone, if surrender to Krishna, he should know that Krishna is very powerful. Then he will be always happy. No problem is there. Life maintaining, also it depends on Krishna, because he has fully surrendered. So in all way, if any devotee is surrendered by the 6 limbs of Saranagati, why he should be worried for his maintenance and anything? Then he will cut off his pocket. He will cut off his all attachment to anything. But God, this dog is not fully surrendered. Oh, master has some chains. Why? Why he has changed? Though he is surrendered in so many things, but there is some defect. If he will lose his chain, and then he will, where he will run away? To beaches, sea dogs. And then he will forget his master and everything, and he will go there to enjoy. So master is very powerful and very clever and also very intelligent. That is why sometimes in the night he gets later that he will do God of whole light. And he is not any time worry for his meal and all other things. But if he will give up his chain, then something wrong will come. Because he is not surrendered. But devotees are more superior than that. So devotees should be like that. His meal, his maintaining of life, about bhakti, everything he will depend on master. And master is not ordinary. He is himself Krishna, all powerful, very merciful. He will protect you, save you. He will give you anything you desire. So if you are surrendered soul, and if you are worried for your maintenance and for other things, then no Saranagati. If anyone is Saranagat to Krishna, but when anything, any trouble, any sickness, anything comes, and then, save me to other persons. Why is Krishna is so powerful? He can dissolve all your problems. Then why to worry? So we should try to be like that. If any devotee like this, always chanting, remembering, he will be always happy. Jayatma samprasidati. If anyone is doing bhakti, he must be happy forever. Also what thing? He must be detached from worldly life because he has some taste. There is sugar cane and there is rasagolla, saturated with rasa. High class of and very good fragrant is there, very sweet, everywhere saturated rush. Will he take sugar cane or he will take a rasagulla? So param drishtva nivartate. If anyone is practicing bhakti yoga means a rasa, transcendental rush. If he is testing that, why he will be attached to worldly things? Never. So we should try to realize all this. If we are chanting, remembering, we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, we will be always happy. No problem. Detaching will come and you will be always happy. You are doing all things, but always very unhappy, very unhappy. And no detachment is coming from worldly desires. You want to collect all these things which nonsense and rascals can are collecting. Then what is this? No bhakti at all. You are cheating yourself and cheating your Gurudev and Krishna. But Krishna and Gurudev is not a thing to be cheated. There will be never, you will be cheated. So bhakti is like a current. Current it should not stop. Then it is not river. Always flowing. Always. Otherwise the water will be rotten. So bhakti begins from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi. Always this is. And as much as it will develop, all the qualities of Vaishnava will come, detachment will also come from worldly things, and you will be much more happier.
So these are the symptoms. So we should try to follow. Today is car festival. What is car festival? Our heart is like car. And if you can pray Krishna that you should come and you can sit on in my heart, like gopis, they were praying to Krishna in Kurukshetra, you should come and sit in our heart. Heart is that Vrindavan. So where is coming from this story or this upakhyan? I told you yesterday, gave a hint that the king Indradyumna, his wife Gundicha, he heard from high class of devotees who were going here and there in all holy places. For one night they were there and they heard the glories of Neel Madhav. If anyone had darshan of Neel Madhav, oh, he must be liberated and he will go to Vaikuntha. King decided and he wanted to ask that where is the way, in what side, but in the meantime, in night they have left, so he could not ask whereabouts of that Neel Madhav. King decided to anyhow search and to go and to take darshan. His priest or the son of his priest Vidyapati, very intelligent, and also he called his all officials, commanders, and divided them one side. One will go to east, another to west, south, north, east and north, and then southeast, like these four corners, up and down. So 10 directions he sent to all and told that you should come within 3 months discovering. And those who will really search and he will tell where about, oh, I should give him so much wealth and position. He sent his priest son Vidyapati, very young, very beautiful, having all the qualities, to east, or from Madhya Pradesh to east side. They all started. After 3 months all returned, but only Vidyapati, from east side he never returned. He was worried. Anyone could not touch him and know where about. What Vidyapati doing? He went and went and went. Oh, up to ocean in east side. There, one day he was searching of Neel Madhav. Where he is? He, when he was on the bank of ocean, a very beautiful village on the bank of ocean. And oh, there was a mountain, so many flowers there, so many trees. The persons there, very high class of. Now it was about to night. He wanted to stay in that village. He went to any person and told that today in night I want to rest anywhere. Oh, they told that our commander of this village, Vishwabasu, though he is like Sabarmin Sudra, but he was very qualified. So you can go, any person
needy or any traveler, any one atithi, just come, so he goes to his house. And he is very humble, very liberal. You must go there. He went there. He saw that the house owner was not there, but he, a very beautiful girl of 16, very beautiful. He opened the door. Oh, you can wait for my father will not be at the outside anywhere. He will come and then he will arrange everything. So you should wait outside. He was waiting. After some time, after 2, 3, 4 hours, so the father of that girl came. A very beautiful thing prevalent for coming from the body. And some tilak was there, very beautiful. So prevalent that he was accepted. Then he came and saw that very good. Was here, or to become simple and told that, oh, excuse me, I live late. So now you can come. His girl also came, and the boat took that dress inside to him, and they told that, oh, they arranged to meal and all the days come at him. He took his meal, and he rested there, but thinking, from what these problems, beautiful, never I have felt in my soul. And girl was so beautiful, also. Girl was attached to this boy, he was so beautiful, and also he was of young age. So, her father told that, oh, you should take care of this young boy. He's very beautiful and qualified, and he's Brahmin by God, very intelligent. So you should take care. Next day, again in the morning, he went. Somewhere he has come. And he has told that his daughter that don't tell this fact to anyone. Keep it secret. Very, very secret. He went and left. Oh, in evening, again he came, like very fresh, very present again. After some time, newly, younger, knowingly, he began to have so much love for that girl, knowingly. He was married, but he was knowingly, oh, so much affection for that girl. She was so much attached that he requested her father that I want to marry this young girl. He allowed and he married his girl to this. Now he has become his son-in-law. One day, in secret, for this Vidyapati told to her, his wife, oh, I want to know where your father goes daily and how fragrant coming to tell me. Oh, that I cannot say. Oh, you cannot say to me. You are one to me. You are none different to me. You must say, I am your husband, you know. Oh, then you will have to promise that you will have not to tell anyone. Oh, why should not tell like this? Oh, should not tell like this? Yes, I know you are very bad. Just why? Then you are fine. Oh, I'm telling, he is going to work with any deity. Can you tell what deity name? My father has forbidden me not to do. But wait, I'm telling because you are my husband. He's going to kneel Madhav. Oh, hearing the name, he became very happy. Oh, now, some thoughts have to come. And he was having thoughts, he began to show his love and affection to that his wife. And he thought such that he she told everything. That my father goes in morning and comes in evening and again he goes. Then he told, can you tell me in what way he goes? So request your father that he used to take your son in love with you. In evening, in night time, has father returned and he requested her, father, oh father, I want that you should take my husband with you to Nilmadhar. He wants to take only that. Oh. Oh, he was not ready. Then she told that I should take, I will take, why then I will die in front of you. This is what my husband. It means I am not your daughter, lovely daughter. Then she was ready to take poison, or these are the most powerful weapon of maybe. I will die. I will take poison. Oh, I will suicide. Then husband got me. Oh, you can take poison. This is not powerful. Then his father said, no, I don't want that. You should die. So I will take him with me, but there is some condition that I will bind his eyes with black sakti. Then, oh, he told the yes, you can bind sakti, black sakti. And Bulakai, giving sakti, black, and he took that he come in love with you. Oh, the wife was also very clever and also intelligent. She gave from all three, master three, so keep it in your pocket. And now it is rainy season. And if you will keep one to hold, well, after some time, plants of all three will come and they will be in blossom, very yellow flowers, and very easily you can go there. No. He had not to ask from your father. And thus he did, he took some mustard oil seeds, and one by one he began to fall down. And his father never knew. When they came, oh, don't sleep. Who is sleeping? Your child. Don't sleep. Oh, sleep like this. Not like this. Sit. Open your eyes always like this. I have come from so far to give all these things. And you don't want to, oh, take nectar. Then I will take my nectar and I will return from to you. Don't do it. Then, what you can. When he went there on the mountain, on the foot of mountain, a block heart was stuck there. And then he took by hand on the hill, top of the hill. And then he went in the inside of temple, he took off his black sakti. And he saw a very beautiful of Nilmadhar, 400. Sankh-chakra-gada-padma. But very beautiful. Only there was something that he has no clothes, no feet of feather, not like Nanda-nandan. He was like a man. Narayani is not less beautiful, very beautiful. But Krishna is supernatural. So he saw and became so happy. Didn't wait. Oh, father told that wait, I'm coming, I'm going to pick up some flowers and other things, paraphernalia. You should wait here. He was waiting and he went. And in the meantime, he saw that there is a very beautiful pond there. Lot of flowers in pond. Oh, bees are humming, and some birds are singing so sweet. And there was a mango tree, and its branches was going on over the lake. And he saw that the crow was sleeping there on the branch of that tree. He was sleeping. And in sleeping he fell down in the pond, in the lake. And at once he left his body and became 400. And quickly Garud came and took him in his back and went to death. Oh, then why should I be here? He began to thought. Or he wanted to climb on the tree and to jump in lake and that be 400 and then wanted to go in. I think so. Then he was doing an aerial fighting. Don't do like this. Yeah. Or you have to do so many things, important things, for whole world. So don't do like this. And in the meantime, his father came with so many flowers and so many things. And he said, oh, why you are doing so? Yes, it must be. This boy is now very much charmed with the glories of Neel Madhav. Then his father made chandan, all for familia, and whole day's work, worshipping and doing prayers and anything. So they are called Daita. And he was Daitapati. Daita means all the villagers of that person, that village were Daita. Daita means very near to Krishna, very near and dear. And he was Daitapati, master of all, very near and dear. Being a sutra, but serving in such a way, fully surrender and always doing for Neel Madhav. When it was completed, he again gets Shakti. And then he comes. Then also Thakurji told that, oh, don't try to suicide or to be liberated and go to Vaikuntha. You should have patience, everything will be done. And that father-in-law arrested him in his house. He cannot go anywhere. Thus he was like a jail in jail. He told to his wife that you should help me. I won't come very soon. I have promised my king. King wants to come with his whole family and to serve Neel Madhav. Please help me. You are my wife, my half. Then he gave permission that you can do. I will help you. Thus, anyhow, he made some plan and he came out of his jail and he proceeded towards somewhere he has come to think. It took 6 months or more than that. And then he returned. King became very happy. And he told, oh, Vichitra, I will bring 1 kilo, some bed to you. You can sleep here. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Like this. All. Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Pramanam. When sleepness comes, all you can do. By doing this, especially at the time of Harikatha, Maya comes and becomes so heavy in your eyelids. Oh, as if thousand and thousand months of stones are there. Oh, you cannot. So Maya is very powerful. So try to be very careful. If you are sitting like this, then this hand will come and you will do it. And then what? Ha ha ha. And the seat will be up on your foot. Very powerful. So you should be always. Then come and see. No, we can decide. I must go with my children, my wife, my whole kingdom, my wealth, my soldiers, my whole commander and
soldiers. In 6 months he reached there. From where? From Dipani Muni, where he used to live. Where? Ujjain. And from that to Puri. Not Puri. From Puri, about 100 miles more south. There. Kesha.
Indradyumna was king of Ujjain.
Eh?
Indradyumna was king of Ujjain.
Yes. Oh, very ancient. Very ancient. You are lucky. To see 400.
He left there. He's not there.
So, the king started. And he came in 6 months there. But by miracle, he saw that. Oh, there is no that hill, no village. It was covered with so much sands. Oh, more than 100 feet sands. Everywhere it was. Whole village was covered with. And that also hill, up to hill, everything was covered. No Nilmadhav was there. Then he began to make fasting. He took some kushasan. Kushasan, you know? Kushasan. And facing ocean, oh, he said, now I will not take anything and I will die. If I have not taken the darshan of Nilmadhav, I came with my whole kingdom, whole wealth, wife and children, but no darshan of, oh, I must give up my life. Oh, Ariel, come, don't worry. Nilmadhav will not be give you darshan. But in four pieces, four forms. Oh, you can see. But now wait. Oh, I am sending Brahma. With Brahma you should come to Vaikuntha. And there you can see, take the son of Nilmadhav. But Nilmadhav will not go to this world. His four parts, four ans manifestation may go. Quickly Brahma came and he took king with him and he went to Vaikuntha. He saw a glance of Nilmadhav and he became very attached and began to weep. In the meantime Brahma told, oh, let us go. He will not go in this form, but he will go in four forms: Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakra Sudarshan. So we should go there and wait for him. When he returned, in the meantime, so many years passed. The whole world was changed. Oh, he has made one, before going, he made a very beautiful, very high temple. But now it was also covered and so many times, the sands were taken off, but it became old. A new king came and he repaired and he declared that I am the builder of this temple. But when Indradyumna returned from there, oh, this is not yours. I have made this. I am the owner of this temple. You have repaired something. Then Brahma decided, no, he has done this temple. Kakbhushandi told. Kakbhushandi was there. So he told then, no, no, this king has done, you have prepared only. And then he became the master. They were waiting for the deities. Oh, one day the king was waiting with his wife. Though world was changed, but his wife was there by the mercy of Krishna. His children were. He has no child at one. Only his and wife. Then, oh, he was waiting. Oh, he heard that at Chakratirtha, Bankim Muhana, in the somewhat north and east, there is a place, it is called Chakratirtha. So he saw, he heard that a very big trunks of a tree, red, marked like Shankh Chakra, chakra always everywhere, and it is appeared. He went with his soldiers and elephant, he tried very hard to take it out. But it was so heavy, the tree trunks, very heavy, he could not do. At last, Ariel came that you should bring that Vidyapati, your priest's son, and Daitapati, those he used to sharp Nilmadhav at first, and his daughter also. And they were brought with honor on chariot. And then that Daitapati and Vidyapati, his wife, oh, began to pray to that log of that tree. Oh, please, you should, mercifully you should come in our chariot. And that did like this, and very easily it came. And then it was brought to where there is now temple, near temple. Big sacrifice was done, and there I told that how that four vigrahas were done there, I have told. And that deity, in Ariel was the ordered king that you should make festival for 10 days or from beginning today, from Nomi Nakon. From what day? Pratipada. From this day, and you should take this chariot where? Or in Gundicha Mandir. And we will be there for so many days. And then you should again. You should do so many festivals like Snan Yatra, Chandan Yatra, Hera Panchami, Chandan Yatra, and so many things. In Chandan Yatra, oh, his whole body is covered with Chandan for so many days. And then Snan Yatra, oh, in Narendra Sarovar, a very beautiful boat comes. And then, oh, any his deity, Madan Mohan, is brought there, and Nauka Bilas going there. So many things. After that, Snan Yatra, Varshan Yatra, he takes, or he is done Abhishek, but thousand pitcher of water, or so many water of from all holy places. And thus he takes so much bath that he becomes sick. And his stomach becomes loose. Loose motion comes. Then Lakshmiji takes him in his palace, in her palace, and he closed the door for so many days, for 15 days. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot survive him, so he goes to Alvarnar. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He becomes mad. He becomes so mad that when he went to Alvarnath, he touched the stones and they became melted. And where he did pranam, hands mark, head mark, all feet, or they came out in that stone piece. Still it is kept there. So this is called anavasar. Only Daita can serve at that time. No one. Who Daita? The family of Vishvavasu Shabar. And that is called Daita. Only. Especially, who will cook for Jagannath? There are two kinds. One coming from the dynasty of original Brahmin wife. Understand? From first wife coming. They will do archan and seva. And others, though came from Lalita, that is the daughter of that Vishvavasu. They are called Supar. Supar. Supar means cooker. Though they are of very low class of, but Jagannath has accepted them. And only they can cook. Not less than, 100 months of rice and dal and so many things, various. And they will cook very easily and very fast, very soon. They have so much, they are so much expert, and there are so many, so many
stoves.
In one stove, at least 25 pitchers can be cooked. So they are expert. So they are doing. King told, Thakurji, I am serving you. I want a boon. What boon you want? I want that in my dynasty there should be no son nor daughter. I don't want any child. I don't want. I know that you will give, but I don't want. Why you don't want? They will quarrel for money. They will have no interest in serving. So much money will come, and they will think that this property is mine. Jagannath is my property. Nowadays, you are seeing in whole India, everywhere, these disciples of my Shiksha Guru also, they think, this is my property. So I don't want that in my family, anyone should think that, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are my property, and all money as a pranami coming, they will think that I am owner and enjoy. They will begin to enjoy all these things. You know, nowadays, anyone goes to devotees and tells, give me some money to serve my Gurudev. I want to serve Thakurji, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. I want to serve Radha and Krishna, so donate something. And he gives. And what he does? Not a single percent he gives to Gurudev. Not he giving to Thakurji. What he? He keeps in pocket. And then he thinks that very safe bank that I may keep. Switzerland you can go. Very best thing. No, I want to give it in India because I want to be in India. So, Can you tell me which is the safest bank in India where I can keep my money? Now he forgets that this money I collected for whom? Anyone can give for you? Never. But now, what will be the punishment? Krishna has no any hell life to give him. So he will have to create new, more suffer. So Krishna is somewhat worried that when and where I should make this hell, that they should be sent there. Very big problem for Krishna. So you should be always careful for this. Then bhakti will come, because he knows that, oh, he is very selfish. He wants to be master of his Gurudev and Krishna also. So he asked Boon that, I want that in my family, there should be no child at all. Who will tell that I am owner, I am the master of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and he will take any single prize from that. Always changing. There will only be a servant, they are called. Ki kala bola hai that? No, Subarna. Like servant. Like trustee. What is trustee? To whom he can have trust that he is servant without any self-care? He is called trustee. So there should be some trustees. The king of Odisha always trustee, and they have no child. After him, oh, anyone comes who is selected there. They are not king. They cannot take any farthing paisa. And if they will take, oh, they will be ruined. So he asked. Then he told that, oh, the dynasty from the Vidyapati, first wife, they will be priests. And the dynasty from the second wife will cook. And especially in 10 days of Rath Jatra, they will serve. No one can serve, only they. And then Rath Jatra, and we will speak more in evening. But I want that, what, Pan Maharaj, Arandi Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, she, all knowing more than me. I have become old, so I may forget anything, but they will not forget. They will tell so much many things more than me, so you can be in their classes and discuss all this. There are so many teachings in this. So much teaching. I will tell you about Pratap Rudra Maharaj, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him and how he accepted again by his bhakti, and what was going on Sarup Damodar and Shivash Pandit, and Mahaprabhu was mediator, and he raised so many questions, and it was very, very good way it was solved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if anyone hears this, whole Srimad Bhagavat will come. Whole essence of whole literature, Vedic literature will come. Love and affection will come. And thus your life will be successful. That is why my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he took everywhere this court festival, here and there. Because originally, in beginning, we are only qualified to serve Jagannath. He is Patit Pavan. So you should discuss all these things. And you should try to listen and to follow all these things. Very quickly you will be high class of devotee. There will be no doubt at all. Gaur Premanande. Nama.
पतितानां पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya